Next application is case number 11304, the application of Carol L. Coran, being southeast of Road 341B, also known as Pepper Creek Road, 4,500ths of a mile north of Road 341, also known as Falling Point Road, and being lot 222 of Dogwood Acres subdivision, being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 134, map 6, parcel 187, and requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. More specifically, the applicant is requesting a 6.1-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for a pole barn on an undersized lot. I received no letters in opposition, no letters in support, but I did receive several mayor returns on this application. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Knight.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Carol Curran, 108 Dorothy Drive, Bear, 19701.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you.
Number one.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. I would like to have a variance so that I can put a 24 by 40 by 14 pole barn in my backyard. And I would like to have it so that it lines up with the existing driveway.
Okay.
And the setback would put the pole shed or pole barn starting behind my house rather than where the driveway is. So I'd like to have the 3-foot variance on the side setback.
So again, you want it to line up with the back of the?
I want to, the driveway is already there.
Okay.
And I want to want the pole shed in the backyard.
Right.
To line up with the driveway so that I can put a garage door in.
Okay.
And go right into the garage.
Right from there.
Right from there.
Okay. I thought. Okay, let's start off to see if there's any questions from members of the board. We'll start with you, Mr. Mills.
Yeah, the shed that's there now, is that being moved?
It's going to be taken down.
Okay.
It will be gone when the pole shed goes up.
To be removed, okay.
Yeah, to be removed. There's actually two sheds there. There's one that is housing all the stuff from the one that's going to come down, but the other one will be gone also once the pole shed is up.
Basically, you're going to remove both sheds.
Both sheds will be gone. One right when the shed's being built and the other one after so that I can put all the stuff in the pole barn.
Okay. Very well.
And the dwelling, I take it, does not have a garage at all?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
And it will not be attached to the house.
And where's your, just out of curiosity, where's your septic located?
The septic is behind the house, closer to the other side. It's on the opposite side of the property. Because I also have to be, I think, 10 feet away from the septic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's right.
10 feet from the septic.
I think it's 10 feet.
Fair.
Right. So the pole barn is going to be on the opposite side of the yard.
How far away is the septic would that be then about?
About.
I think about 20 feet.
About 20 feet?
I'd say 15 to 20. I can't be positive.
Thank you.
Mr. Huff?
No questions.
Mr. Rickards? Any further questions? Mr. Burton?
Ma'am, could you move it over?
Could I move?
Shed, I mean your pole shed?
Well, if I do, then the garage, I only want one garage door, mm-hmm. and I want to be able to go down the driveway and go into, if I move it over the 15 feet,
yes.
It's going to be behind the house.
How far is the pole shed from the house?
How far is the pole shed from the house?
Yeah.
It's a ballpark.
I don't know. I have the survey here.
We got the survey. But I mean, still might be able to move it over and still use a driveway to go into it.
Good. You
20 feet?
I have a 15-foot setback, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Or side setback. So if I move that over 15 feet, the driveway is 14 feet wide. So if I go over 15, I'm already a foot behind the house.
You don't have a 15-foot side yard setback. You have a 10-foot yard side.
Mm.
Right?
The survey appears to show a 15-foot building envelope.
Yeah,
restriction
I think it was 20 from the back and 15 from the side, wasn't it?
The property is zoned AR.
Undersized lot, right?
So it's an undersized lot, and the sides can be adjusted to 10.
Right.
Okay, that's why there's no previous variances.
So the variance requested was a 6.1 from the 10-foot required.
From the 10-foot.
I was going to ask if the dwelling had any variance approvals because it exceeds the building restriction line as it's noted on the survey.
It already has one.
It already has a variance?
The building has a variance on it.
For the front and or sides?
Yep, yeah. The front.
Okay. Okay.
Did you do that too?
Front setback. It's actually front on public road, so the setback on the front's 40. And both sides would be 10, and the rear would stay 20.
Gotcha.
Right.
Okay. That way, by putting the line to rip her driveway, she'd have that one garage door.
There's only going to be one garage door, and it's going to be
right there, the driveway. You come right up and
right,
go right,
where you come right into the.
So the porch is allowed to encroach 5 feet, right, Lawrence?
Sir?
The front porch allowed to encroach five feet, right?
Only if it's open and enclosed.
Right, and that's what it looks like, doesn't it?
Well, it says porch.
It's not enclosed. It's all open.
Have a roof over it?
Yes.
That's why.
Well, doesn't she already have a variance for that?
She already has a variance for the front.
Okay.
Yeah. No, she was right. He had it covered.
Okay.
Is part of the reason in needing that pole barn so close to the line is to back something into the
a pontoon boat.
Okay.
In the winter, the pontoon boat is going to be stored in there.
In pole boat.
And so to move that into conformity would make
I
it difficult
it
to back anything
going,
in.
It's going to be hard to maneuver
right
a pontoon boat into or any
stay
boat.
Within
the car. I could maneuver the boat. I can't.
Right.
And still stay in the rear. Building restriction.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
The variance in the front yard, I just checked, was granted in 2007. This is all that. Because of the porch.
No. Are there other pole barns in the neighborhood?
Actually, I think there's one on the road behind me on Longleaf. And it actually sits right next to the road.
And how tall will the pole barn be?
Tall?
14 feet, I believe she said.
I think it's 14 feet.
Yeah, 20.
Yeah, it's 24 by 40 by 14.
Yeah, 20 by, yeah.
Is that the peak of the roof or the internal height?
I think that's internal. You want to see the pole barn?
No, I just curious who it
that's
is.
Okay, man. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board?
It would appear if this drawing is to scale or some sort of scale that it's probably about 25, 30 feet from the house. To the pole barn.
25, 30 feet.
That's what I would say, but I...
Which for a trailered vehicle, that would, you're looking at 40 feet minimal.
Are there trees or anything in the backyard?
No.
Okay.
What were you saying, Mr. Mills? 40 feet for what?
The trailer, he said.
For a vehicle and a trailer, you're looking at about 40-foot total length.
Oh, okay.
35, 40 feet.
I thought you said it was back 40 feet.
No. To trailer it in there or to put something in there, she'd have to go in and turn to try to get it.
She could go back farther with the pole shed. She could go back farther with the pole shed and move it over and she'd have more room.
Looks like to the back building restriction line might be 4 or 5 feet.
That's where the building line is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's got to be 20 from the rear.
So
it doesn't,
do
it's not going to, no. She would have to encroach one way or another.
Yeah,
we're going to need relief either way.
It looks like there's about 22 foot between the house and the proposed location
right now.
Let's give.
Okay. We went too far off. We came up with 24, so thank you, Mr. Wright.
My scale.
Your scale?
Accent survey. I used the survey line.
My scale, mine was the word accent here on the highlighter, so.
Mine was my pen right on the point of it, and I come up with 24, so.
Mine was just a guess.
That's why I said somewhere around 25, 30.
We guessed it, but we're 2 feet off.
It was still not enough.
No. Okay, then. There ain't no other questions again from members of the board. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant's demonstrated uniqueness because of the undersized lot and the need for a garage. And therefore making the request necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't see where it's been created by the applicant, but by the way the property has been developed. Didn't hear testimony that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and a minimum to afford relief for the desire of the applicant. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 11,304.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,304. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by vote 5-0, case number 11,304 is approved.